He was the type of person, like this this land out where the dairy was. He was the type of person that when he got a hold of something that way, he would just hold on to it, wouldn't let it go.
Mm-hmm.
He held this land out there, I don't know, from around the turn of the century. And he gave this to the four of us when, that is, he and Mother did when before they died. This land out where the dairy was is about between 6 and 7 acres out there. It ran from the railroad to the bay.
Yeah.
And there's a boys' club back there on the porch that he gave me. You haven't come in contact with this boys' club back there?
No.
We've got about 300 members in that club. The building there is worth probably $125,000.
Mm.
Now I gave him a 20-year lease at $1 a year on this. In fact, I originated this boys' club. I suggested to the men here that had the boys' club at another location that they build it out there.
Mm-hmm.
And about 67, I signed an agreement to lease it to the Boys Club of America for $1 a year for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they built this club, this beautiful club.
So your father, you said your mother left, where'd she go?
Well, she came back here. She left Louisiana and came back here with us. And of course, neither mother or father had any education. Both of their parents died when they were young. And neither one of them went further than the second grade in school. Mother had a good business head on her, but she never really educated herself like my father did. My father read an awful lot and educated himself.
Yeah.
But mother never read much, but she had a good business head on her. And she was a hard worker. She was 96 when she passed away. And she was in fairly good health and active right up into her 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And mother actually started the dairy industry out there when she came back to Biloxi while Papa was still down in Louisiana.
Yeah.
Mother started the dairy industry down there, and we children all worked in it and had quite a success in the dairy industry. Of course, when my dad came back, he worked in that also.
So your mother started the dairy?
Mother started the dairy, yes.
Now your mother, can you tell me about her, where she was born?
Well, she was born up here on the Shuticabuff River, right where the Byrd Fire Service is located now, just east of the Frank P. Cosso Bridge. Crosses Shuticabuff River. It's a high bridge there.
Yeah.
And
Shuticabuff River is where?
Well, it comes into the Biloxi Bay out here.
Oh, I see. Is it up near Wilmore?
It doesn't. No, it's not up that far.
Oh.
You crossed it. You crossed it out there going to Wilmore. Do you remember? You went out.
67.
You went out 67, then you crossed it there. You crossed it near where, just after you crossed Interstate 10.
Mm-hmm.
You remember crossing the river there?
Yeah.
That's Shuticabuff, and right in that vicinity is where my mother was born. And there were 13 children in the family, and mother was the last one to pass away.